Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you. Drew Rosenhaus at the end of free agency, start of pro days, and always in the NIL. How about that when Drew joins us this morning? Drew, how you doing?
Joe, that's a good point. It's always fluid in this business. I'm at a pro day yesterday in Alabama, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm talking to teams there about some of our unsigned free agents. I'm talking to them about potential contract extensions. I'm there with one of our clients, J.C. Latham, who's working out for the draft, and I'm also there amongst NIL clients at Alabama, and I'm thinking to myself, it's unbelievable how much, you know, the business has changed, and you know, I mean, it's just year-round right now. So
yeah. Well,
getting ready for the draft and still have a lot of work to do free agency-wise and otherwise.
Hey, Drew, I'm going to try to hit all these things because they've all popped up here in South Florida. If you don't mind, I'm going to go back to Andrew Van Ginkel for a second. Goes to the
sure.
Vikings and joins back up with Brian. How much did Brian Flores, in your opinion, have to do with Van Ginkel going to the Vikings, and how many offers? Because I've had people ask me, a lot of people really disappointed that Dolphins couldn't keep him.
Well, the Dolphins made a great effort to keep Van Ginkel. They were very aggressive in trying to keep him in South Florida. I would say that Coach Flores had a huge impact on Van Ginkel going to the Vikings. It's a coach that he's played for many years and had a great relationship with. To my understanding, the Vikings were also involved in trying to sign Van Ginkel last year in free agency when he stayed with the Dolphins. But you got to give the Vikings credit. They were very aggressive, and Coach Flores came out strong, and Van Ginkel's a free agent signee with the Vikings now, but no, really, the Dolphins did a lot to keep him.
So I got to ask you about Isaiah Wynn. I know you and I talked a little bit about him from before. When he played, Drew, he was really good at left guard. He got injured, though. He played 7 games. You expect him? And has he been told pretty much that he goes right back to that left guard position?
Yeah. You know, Joe, I think he's going to be healthy for certain for the start of training camp. He's way ahead of schedule. with the quad injury that he had. He wanted to stay in Miami. He had other teams interested, but felt really good about this offense and how he fit last year. And he's really excited about coming back and potentially, you know, being a starter at that spot. We also re-signed Robert Jones, who plays right guard, and Robert was a restricted free agent, and he finished the season as a starter for Miami. So the Dolphins got both of those guys back. We were really active with the Dolphins. You know, while Van Ginkel was one of the guys who got away and Jerome Baker went to the Seahawks, we also had a number of guys who came here. We were involved in representing Shaq Barrett, who will help replace Van Ginkel. We were successful in bringing in guys like Jordan Poyer, who will help from the Bills, who will help replace Deshaun Elliott and Brandon Jones. Anthony Walker, the linebacker from Cleveland, is a local product from Norland High School. Anthony is going to help to try to replace Jerome Baker at inside linebacker. We were successful in redoing Braxton Berrios and getting Braxton back here in South Florida. That was a big one. So we've been super involved in, we were able to work out a deal to bring Jeff Wilson back, the running back. It's been a very productive offseason working with the Dolphins here.
The Poyer thing I'm curious about, because I just kind of, on my board already, I just kind of penciled him in as a starter with the experience and been such a great safety for Buffalo for so long. Was that one of the deals, like, I know he lives down here in the offseason, he and his wife, was that just wanted to be here? And it looks like he played pretty well overall last year.
Guys like Jordan Poyer and Jonnu Smith, who's another one of my clients that was talked about, the tight end who came here as a free agent, they put a lot of stock in the fact that they live here in South Florida. This is a great organization that ranked number one organizationally in the NFLPA player survey. Guys who are veterans really value playing on natural grass. They value having a strong strength and conditioning group. They value having a great nutritional program, nice facilities, and living close to home. You know, these are players that have families. You know, Shaq Barrett, he played in Tampa, and he's a guy who had an Achilles injury with Tampa 2 years ago. So, you know, in his mind, when he's looking at teams and he's got the choice of playing on natural grass and beautiful weather and staying in Florida, it was really a big factor. You know, and the Dolphins do extremely well in free agency. When all things are equal financially, they usually have a big edge. And that's something that really bodes well for the Dolphins really moving forward for the rest of the offseason, where the money may be similar with a lot of players moving forward and people look at other things.
Yeah, that's it's really interesting. And with all the other things, a great facility, the food, the workout facility, I know all that stuff comes into play. So I got a bunch of other stuff. I was asked about this with you. Hey, does Drew hype up players before a draft? Will you spread stuff to the media and say, hey, this guy, this team really likes this guy, and oh, I appreciate it, Drew. Thanks for that piece. Do you do some of that, Drew? Do agents do that in general?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. you definitely hype your clients up, and you want to create a buzz. Every team has acknowledged to me that they go and they read mock drafts and they read what local reporters are thinking their teams are going to do. It's definitely something that teams pay attention to. And I'm not saying that it shapes who they decide to pick, but it might decide where they think they can get a player. So without a doubt, last year with Jalen Carter, I think it was impactful that we took the position that he wasn't going to visit teams outside of the top 10, that we were very confident he was going to go in the top 10. And a lot of people around the league didn't see that happening. And ultimately, the Eagles traded up to the ninth spot to get him. You definitely try to promote your clients, you know, this year we have a guy in J.C. Latham that's been projected as high as the fifth overall pick in one of Mel Kiper's mock drafts. So you're definitely trying to manipulate everything that you can to create a buzz, excitement. And, you know, yesterday at the pro day with him, there were a lot of teams there to see him. And I made sure that I let the other teams know that weren't well represented who was there to work him out and meet with him and interact with him.
Wow. That's amazing. It is. I got to ask you this old story because it's a classic around the draft. That Willis McGahee story. is that all true? All that stuff with the phone and letting people know? Because, listen, that's unbelievable. Not only did he go on to become a great player no matter what, and he did come back quickly, but he got injured, obviously, in a bowl game. Can you talk about that story a little bit?
Yep, absolutely. The story in a nutshell is Willis on draft day was at my house with his family waiting for the phone call. We really weren't sure if he was going to be a first-round pick or a second-round pick. It could have gone either way based on our intel from the teams. ESPN was there. There was a lot of interest in Willis because of the torn ACL that he had in the national championship game. And they kept showing Willis during the first round, especially in the middle of the first round, waiting for a phone call. And he looked rather depressed. So I decided that I was going to call Willis from my cell phone to his, even though he was sitting next to me, when ESPN showed him, because, hey, if they're going to show my client on TV and all the teams are watching, well, let me create the impression that Willis is on the phone with an NFL team. So ESPN shows Willis, the phone wow. rings, he picks it up. We don't divulge who he's talking to, and then my cell phone clicks over, call waiting, it's Tom Donahoe, at the time the general manager of the Bills, and he says, you know, who's your client talking to? And I said, well, Tom, I mean, all I can say is this, you guys need to draft him right now. Let me suffice. And he says, do you think he's going to make it to our pick in the second round? And I said, Tom, I don't think so. And they wound up picking him with the first pick. He was the 21st pick overall. Yeah. And again, I can't say for sure that, you know, him seeing Willis on the phone impacted it. But, you know, later he was interviewed and denied that impacted it, but, you know, it couldn't have hurt, right?
Yeah, right.
So that was that. So that's nowadays, I think everybody, when they watch the draft, if they're getting shown on TV, kind of pick up your cell phone and put it to your ear, whether you're on the phone or not.
Drew, you can never be trusted again after that one, man. That's pretty good right there. That is something else. All right, I got to get the transfer portal. Because you're involved in that and the NIL and some frustration
sure.
from coaches going, do you get involved with a guy going, hey, man, should I leave? Should I stay here? I'm playing some, but I don't know enough. And could there be more money
yep.
somewhere? Is that part of what goes on now that you have to deal with college players?
Absolutely. You know, wow. fortunately, I've got a good team with myself and my brother Jason, Robert Bailey, Ryan Massa, and Kyle Lincoln, Sean O'Dare, we got a great organization, and we're all involved with our NIL clients. And there's no question that if we have an NIL client and they're not happy at a given school, we'll be involved in brokering an opportunity for them to transfer. You know, we'll be involved in negotiating that agreement.
Wow.
for them to change schools. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, college football is definitely professional football.
Oh, man.
There's almost unlimited free agency relative to the transfer portal. And, you know, in the NFL, you got to wait 4 years to become a free agent. And in the NFL, you've got to deal with the salary cap. In the NFL, there's a waiver system. In the NFL, there's the draft order based on record. In the NFL, I mentioned there's a salary cap. We don't. There's none of that in college football right now. So it's absolutely a free-for-all.
Oh.
As an agent, I hope that they can create structure. Certainly you love for your college clients to make as much money as they can. But I think for everyone's benefit, it would be tremendous to create a system where everyone is playing on a level playing field with the same rules and ability like you have in the NFL and NHL and NBA and Major League Baseball. You've got to have structure, and I'm hoping that they can create that. When I say they, it'll probably have to be federal legislation so that the NCAA can enforce it from, you know, private lawsuits and individual lawsuits. But this is something that really has to happen for the health and well-being of college football. Otherwise, there won't be a competitive balance. And, you know, at the end of the day, Joe, I think that's inevitable. Whether it's in the coming months or years, it can't happen soon enough, in my opinion.
Yeah, man, that's good stuff. Hey, so, Drew, I got to ask you this little follow-up. So yep. You have a player coming out of spring football. I'm just using that as an example because they're going through it right now. So guys coming, he goes, I'm not feeling great about getting enough playing time. Can you find a school that's a good match for him, or is that their own job, or how does that part work as far as, hey, I hear Wisconsin or somebody else might be interested in him for probably the same, if not more, money? Is that something?
Yeah, I mean – absolutely, agents can. Wow. Sure. I mean, there's no limitation on our end to reach out to schools or colleges or coaches or, you know, to find a better opportunity. It's a whole new area of business for agents. And, you know, quite honestly, it's, you know, a lot of these guys are making quite a bit of money, you know, to come out of high school and sign and guys that transfer. It's a huge...
Yeah.
Economic window. I mean, basically every starter on every major college program is getting paid a salary from their school. So you have a payroll. You have basically everyone making money that's a legitimate player on every team right now.
Wow,
and that's
really
a great thing. It's about time. It just would be nice if, let's say, for example, Ohio State and the other teams in their conference all had a somewhat similar amount of money to spend.
Right.
And the rules were uniform, and that would create better competition and more enjoyment for fans instead of seeing you build a powerhouse, whichever program has the most money can essentially build a school with the, you know, highest rated players, and that may not be great for –
yeah,
you know, competitive balance. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's where we're at right now, potentially, in college football. The teams with the deepest pockets. And certainly, you know, it's probably one of the reasons that guys like Nick Saban and several other coaches have exited from college football, because it's become professional football and it's chaotic.
Yeah.
So as an agent,
boy, Drew,
I love to see guys get paid, but you also want to see a healthy product for the fans and the alumni.
Hey, Drew, I got to run. This has been fantastic. You've been all-time good at every level for all this stuff. A lot of this stuff I didn't even know. You want to tell me who's got the deepest pockets out there? I always said Texas. Am I off?
I would say Texas and Ohio State. And I'll tell you one last note, Joe, before we leave, just for people to think about this with the Dolphins. Just about every player that we represent that signed with the Dolphins actually took less money to come here than another offer from another team. Think about that for a second. From Braxton to Jonnu to Shaq Barrett to Jordan Poyer, that's how bad guys want to play for this team here in South Florida. It's very fortunate situation for the Dolphins and their fans.
That's great stuff. So that's a combination, real quickly, because no state taxes, guys that have homes down here and have wives that love it here, the facilities that everybody talks about, all that stuff, and then obviously Mike McDaniel and the system he's built that the guys I know, they love. So am I right
you
on all that stuff?
It.
Yeah.
You summarized it perfectly.
Drew, thank you. Can't thank you enough,
you bet,
man.
Joe.
I promise
my
I'm going to leave you alone. All right, thanks. Drew Rosen.
No worries.
All right.
Take care.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.